Why should we not keep the Jewish feasts today?
All right, for those of you that were here yesterday, we looked at the Jewish feasts and we look at the spiritual meaning of those feasts for us today. And I think I mentioned in the presentation yesterday that even though we do not keep the feasts like the Jews did, they have spiritual values for us. The reason why we no longer keep those feasts, well, let me give you a Bible verse for that, for the reason why we don't keep them. If you have your Bible with you, you can turn with me to the book of Colossians in the New Testament. We'll turn to the book of Colossians for our answer tonight. And chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, and listen here to the words of Paul, and we'll pick it up in verse 14. Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. The Bible reads here, "Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." And the question then really comes, what is Paul talking about here? He's talking about some ordinances, some writing that was against them and that was nailed to the cross. Well, he goes on to explain what those ordinances are. And we can drop down to verse 16. In verse 16 it says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day." So here is referring to those feast days that the Jews had as a nation. And according to Paul, these were nailed to the cross. Actually, they were all shadows and types pointing forward to Jesus. That's the beautiful thing. Everything in the sanctuary, everything about it was pointing to Jesus. So when Jesus came and he was crucified on the cross, then in a sense it all ended there. There's another scripture that we can just shortly go to in the Old Testament, found in Deuteronomy. That's the fifth book of Moses. And turn with me to Deuteronomy and chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, and we'll pick it up here in verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 26. The Bible says here, "Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there a witness against thee." Now what is this talking about, the book of the law? Well, if you just go a few verses back, in verse 24 we read, "And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant that of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee." Now, this is talking about a different law than the Ten Commandment law. Because who wrote the Ten Commandment law? It was God himself, right? God himself with his own finger wrote the Ten Commandment. And they were placed within the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Here's talking about the law of Moses that was placed on the side of the Ark of the Covenant. So this is actually a very interesting and important subject. And we'll also go more into this in our presentations next week. But what I can say is this. There's a great difference, what we see here already from these scriptures, between the law of Moses and between God's law. And the law of Moses, which had all these types and feasts, was done away with at the cross. But the law of God, which God had written with his own finger, and God does not change, this remained for eternity, for generations to come. But we'll have a closer look at that also in our presentations next week.
In regards to furthering what you're saying there, really, would it be true to say, and my understanding is that Israel had these ceremonies to point forward by faith. They were looking for the Christ to come.
That's right.
Whereas today we look back in faith that it has happened.
That's right.
And so there's no need to carry. That has been fulfilled. Type has meant antitype.
Type has meant antitype.
In Christ, in the life of Christ.